The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Check, check, check. 1, 2. 1 to the 2. 1 to the 2. 2, 2, 2, 2.
All hey, right. Scotty, what's up?
I'm coming back.
Oh, got a toot. Hold on.
I sense the presence of a greater evil.
Check, check. 1, 2. Okay. Is it recording? Good. Welcome to your reckoning, baby!
The audio fun bag is brought to you by... And now... We kick it.
It's the Audio Fun Bag, Chapter 73, all brought to you by our former sponsors who are not back yet, but they're coming.
Why don't you get this done?
I'm working on it. We're supposed to meet last week, and then got busy.
You're the one with the economics degree. What do you have a degree in or a master's in?
Information systems and then global business with a...
All right, businessman, get selling. In fact, global business, I want you selling like...
International?
This continent, that continent. How many continents? Six?
Well, there's seven. We actually have like an eighth. It's underneath. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's went underneath the tectonic plates.
What are you talking about?
So we have a special fun bag tonight because we're going to have a guest in a matter of minutes. It's going to take up most of the fun bag tonight.
And we don't normally do guests, and I don't even know if you wanted per se to do this guest.
No, as soon as you told me, I was excited about it.
Okay.
Because I'm a supporter. So this is going to be Jake Gordon.
It wasn't even about support. You were so hell-bent on the supporting this guy. I didn't even care. I just wanted to hear the story.
No, I don't care. No, but I'm saying that if you don't know this story, at Can't Guard Jake, Sports Talk ATL Jake.
He's a law student at the University of Georgia. Who
had the biggest scoop in the country last week.
The Deshaun Watson was coming to the Falcons, that it was a done deal.
And had all the receipts and everything. And then the craziness of Cleveland got involved. And so he'll tell you the whole story. We got a chance to get everything lined out
from
his chance to talk to him.
From his source to how he found out originally to how he got the courage to go ahead and break the news on Twitter.
Right. How he decided, I'm going to do this.
To then the backlash, to the fights with people from the NFL Network.
Yeah, there's all sorts of craziness here.
Insiders getting inside his DM. So yeah, that was fun. This is going to be good times.
That was a lot of fun. We're going to keep this a little bit shorter, I guess, because we've got that longer interview. But why did you do what you did?
Why did I do what? Which time? Like, that's not fair. That's like Lisa saying to me, like, what did you do or why did you do this? And I'm like, can't be open-ended because I've done a lot of shit.
Put the respect on her name.
I've done a...
Brian. What did you do, Brian?
But when you say something like when management comes to me and they're like, what did you do? And I'm like,
which part do you want?
Yeah, you can't leave it open-ended because I'm not going to criminalize myself.
I put my hands out when they go, I can't believe what you said. I go, which part? Because I'll get into it in a minute. But first off, you've caused some problems. We've had labor peace in this building.
Yeah, peace isn't a good thing. You know what we need? We need a little shaking up. Someone's got to invade Afghanistan or Ukraine or something like that.
Somebody's going to go after Buck's show. Is that what you're saying? Somebody's got to go get Buck's ass. No, you made it a point to go after the locker room.
Yeah.
With a game. Now, the game was funny.
Thank you.
The game was I'm driving up and I'm like, I'm laughing at the same time I go, ooh, going to be some pissed off people.
Why? Like, I got Joham hitting me up on text and he's like, why are you airing dirty laundry? I'm like,
no, do it in Joham voice.
I don't do black guy voice.
He just has a deep voice.
Whoa. Why are you wearing dirty laundry? What was that? That was like Cookie Monster. Hang on. Let me see.
Where's my text?
Yeah. No, that's not even close. This is why we don't do black guy voice.
You should. You should try.
He's asking me like, why we're wearing dirty laundry. And my reaction is... Y'all said it on the air.
Yeah, it's not off-the-air stuff. If you don't know, during the Chuck and Chernoff show today, they played a game. It was, what was the front row?
What the fuck is the locker room trying to say?
Okay, that's what y'all did. And then y'all kept saying front row, too. And I was like, you guys are just being mean. So that's what y'all did. It was funny. You were playing things, and this came from when we used to do...
Steak Family Feud.
Right, Steak Family Feud. What was steak? What was the point he was trying to make?
Because sometimes you're doing live radio. You might forget what you're trying to say. You lose your train of thought. It happens. Sometimes I'm trying to come up with the exact perfect word, and it's not coming out the way I want it to.
And so then we have to come up with not coming out the way I wanted to. And so that was the game. That was the game y'all were playing. And you're playing our teammate stuff.
Well, I can't play the other radio station stuff. That's not allowed.
That's not allowed. But then Finneran got wind of it. And apparently, what was he, golfing?
Or? He was golfing, he said. And he got tipped off by somebody.
And then what was he, whose ass was he chewing on?
Mine over... Oh, here, you keep talking, I'll pull
no,
up
No, I mean,
page.
So was he texting you?
Yeah, he was texting me. Okay. It was along the lines of...
I was curious, and so that, then you aired the text?
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, we're all family, right? What did Joham say? Nothing, why are we hiding secrets, dirty laundry? So I decided to put the laundry out there.
I don't understand what you're saying unless you do it in Joham voice.
Finn said, heard something is happening, not sure we are okay with it, buddy.
Uh-oh.
You have a can, and it's about to be opened. I'm golfing and not listening to the bit, but it should be interesting tomorrow. Dun, dun, dun.
I can't wait.
And I just
can't
sent him a picture of Will Ferrell, a gif of Will Ferrell saying, bring it on.
Bring it on?
I don't. What, do what you want.
So
I don't care.
Every morning, I'm flipping back and forth. I support Extra, and I support our guys. And so...
I just fly the 680 flag.
I can't wait.
Not that conservative news talk that
I
you
can't,
do.
I can't wait. Oh,
please.
By the way, so that was that
what
was
are they
the,
gonna what are they gonna honestly do?
No, I just want them to play it and then
oh,
I want them,
sure.
And then I want them to make jokes.
Okay, fine.
And I want to see how offensive they go at it.
Sure. This is what it's supposed to be,
right.
By the way. We always talk about
it's
talk
cross,
about the
cross
other
promotion.
Show, cross promotion, everything else. Thank you for finishing the word for me. You have been good at the game. We always talk.
It's crisscross
applesauce. But we always talk about the other shows. Well, guess what? They were just played an afternoon drive, and tomorrow morning, I'm going to get played on morning drive. It's a brilliant freaking strategy, and nobody's feelings should get hurt, by the way. We're all guys. We all bust balls. That's what we were doing, busting balls and laughing. Their show is called The Locker Room, for God's sakes. What
right.
do you do in a locker room? And I got Joham texting me. I thought we were all on the 680 team. Yeah, I told them we are on the same team. We just break up into position groups sometimes.
And bust a little bit.
That's it, man.
That's all.
No soft feelings in here.
I can't wait.
Must be that time of the month for Finn. Grandpa Finn. He's still upset because we turned him down on Monday. We had an interview lined up with him at 5:30, and we took Mud Duck instead. What was he going to do? He had to break into his busy schedule of golf. Couldn't play baseball with the grandson. I mean, what are we doing? Sorry, Finn. Why are you letting me bury myself, by the way,
I'm
right now?
I'm just going to let you do your thing on there.
It's not beef, people. Just calm down. Have your shots tomorrow. Guess what? You guys get 4 hours tomorrow. Take your shots there. I know there's five of you, so it's going to, you know.
That's going to take a while.
It's going to limit down exactly how long you can talk.
It's
going
to be like a line of like five guys bitch slapping you one after the next. All right, my turn. Whack.
It's just a train coming.
It's a train of bitch slaps.
Just running a train on Hoyt right now.
It'd be kind of funny if that happened. Oh, so my comment to you a little bit earlier was...
Me getting a train run on me is funny?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But when you were talking about, like, oh, what'd you do? And you're like, well, what are you referring to? Because I'm not going to implicate myself into something. I got in this afternoon, and I had management go, I can't believe what you said. And I go, well, which part? Because I just did 3 hours in the morning on Extra, and I said some things on there because... kind of free and easy environment. You can kind of get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you think?
As it turns out, the one that cracked them up was, so you don't care about Ukraine? I go, oh, no, not at all. Not at all. They can just all fight amongst each other. I don't care what happens over there. Not one bit.
Explain that.
That part was like, oh, God.
Do you not care about the Ukrainians, or you don't care about what's going on over there?
It's not my problem. And the more it affects me, the more I'm like, well, that's stupid.
Well, unfortunately, Loves, we live in a global society now, so it does affect you in a lot of ways, though.
Actually, they're trying to get away from a global society.
Well, some people are, some people aren't.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying.
Now that we have global markets and that gas is a global commodity and so is wheat. What are they, the producer of? Ukraine's a producer of wheat, I believe.
You've got a lot of wheat, yeah.
And fertilizer. Prices, fertilizer
yeah,
is what it is.
Up.
And
yeah.
So it's going to go up because of that. So it does... in some way affect us, Los.
You know what would be nice?
If we could all just live on a freaking planet and just get along.
If it would be over with within like a week and we stop stockpiling weapons to send over there so it lasts longer.
Well, I mean.
And so that was my part where they're like, oh, because everything you just said, you're like, yeah, if it was over like in 2 days, oh, that'd be a lot better. I was like, instead, we're prolonging it. You know why?
Well, there's a lot of money to be made.
There's a lot of money to be made.
There's a lot of money to be made in war, Los. I don't know if you know that.
Coming up next, we will get to the interview that everybody wanted to have.
I just want my gas prices lower. That's all I want.
We'll talk to Jake Gordon at Can't Guard Jake on the Deshaun Watson hunt and story.
This is our like Barbara Walters moment.
Yeah, they all have like the intro and then they throw it to the poignant interview.
This is our Diane Sawyer.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
It's now time for a classic audio fun bag moment. Aren't you going through a divorce or something? You told me to bring it up.
Let's move over to Matt Chernoff.
No, let's not. We're done.
Who, during our days when we head over to the Sports X, decides that all level of professional decorum goes out the window.
It's a lot more loosey-goosey time.
Yeah, you decided to, well, I'll just say you bombed the entire studio multiple times.
TV that's out, like his outdoor
cool.
TV.
That's nice.
So I can be smoking a heater outside watching right. One game.
That's and cool. Still see the other game.
Yeah.
No, I looked at one of these Sunbright TVs and doing some surround sound and doing something out there, but it still doesn't solve the multi-TV option.
What kind of TV?
Who was that? Who was that?
Who was what?
That was loud. Like, that
Matthew.
Was audible. That was audible.
Matt Chernoff. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry you're trapped in there with him.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Chuck going in the control room.
Oh. It's the Audio Fun Bag, Chapter 73 tonight, all brought to you by your company name right here.
We still don't have the sponsors back?
We don't have them back yet. This is your fault.
It is.
Otherwise, we'd have our sponsors back and everything would be fine. We'd be off and running. But we do have a special guest tonight, and we don't do a lot of guests on the podcast.
I think we've only done two guests total. One was a drunk guy that just showed up.
And on the radio show, we did Peter Moylan because he cursed a lot and kept drinking.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our level of guest. But this person, I can't wait to talk to. You might know him as at Can't Guard Jake from last week.
That's how I know him.
Sports Talk ATL Jake. It's Jake Gordon with one of the most amazing stories in the world. Jake, do appreciate the time this evening.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys. It's one of those things to where I've obviously went through the whole process of what everything's happened, but the whole day-to-day on everything has definitely been crazy for me.
Okay, so back up all the way to the beginning. Just give your – you are a law student at the University of Georgia, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Age is, how old are we?
I'm 25.
So Schefter and Mort and all these guys are getting their ass beat by a 25-year-old law student.
And so that's the story. So let's start right there because I had so many people reaching out to me. And as everything's going on with Deshaun Watson, they are posting your reports and your tweets. And they're saying, at Can't Guard Jake, they're like, what do you know about this guy? And I said something very simply. I say, if you trust your sources, you trust your sources. And that has been something I've believed in. Go ahead and take us through kind of the timeline of how things went for you and just the madness of all of it.
Yes. It started out, too. It's a typical Thursday for me. I'm getting ready for Thirsty Thursday, about to go down to Bar South.
Well done.
And, I'm just hanging out. And one of my very, very close friends texts me, and he goes, he just sends me a couple screenshots, and he goes, hey, man, Shad's coming to the Falcons. And I'm like, shut up. And, we have a couple mutual friends. And then he tells me who the guy is. And then I have all these other people text me like, dude, did you talk to this guy? And I'm like, yeah, you know, he texted me about it. He's like, dude, this is real. I was like, y'all have seen my tweets since then. I'm very much I like to just joke around. I just kind of talk about the Braves and the Falcons and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I was like, he told me who the source was, and I had very good reason to believe that this person was in the know with what's going on. And so finally I was just like, yeah, I'm going to put this out there, whatever. And
I love that angle.
So I get back from Thirsty Thursday, I'm like, I'm tweeting this out.
Yeah, did that have something to do with it? Did the alcohol have anything to do with the whatever part of this?
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, so let me ask you this. Let me just to kind of throw this in here, because once you did that, that started off this firestorm of every other media person in Atlanta reaching out to, oh, I know this person, I know this one. Like, for instance, we have a pretty good relationship with Chris Mortensen, and your contact is even beyond anything that any of those guys have.
I will say this is that's what makes it so crazy, is because this is a friend of a friend that just happened to be in the right room. And it was like, oh, yeah, I don't think any of these guys know this guy, but I know him. And I think that's kind of what had everybody in a little bit of a pretzel, too. And immediately after that happened, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with me and Ben Albright going back and forth.
We're
going
to get into that.
We'll get into that.
I got you. I'll save that. But yeah, no, it's just a guy that I knew. And I think a lot of people at first were just like, this kid's got to be making this up, obviously. Like, I had like 7,000 followers on Twitter, and they're like, yeah, this kid's just making this up, whatever, paying no mind. And then it just kind of grew, because I kept saying, I was like, oh, I've been told the Panthers are eliminated. I've been told the Browns are eliminated. I've been told that Deshaun has a negotiated contract.
Which is all stuff you're getting. Which is all stuff you're getting at the time, right?
And by the way, everybody hours later is saying, hey, they've eliminated Cleveland. Cleveland was out first. Yeah. And then, hey, they figured out the Panthers route. And you're sitting back like, I'm hours ahead of you guys on this stuff.
Yeah. And everybody's like, wait, like, hang on. Kind of catching on to it a little bit. And it became a thing to where everybody was like, wait, maybe this, like, okay, that's, somebody's like, okay, this can't be like five lucky guesses in a row on stuff like this. And so basically I just kept going with it. My only problem, obviously, is I started taking my shirt off and waving it around and taking my victory laps a little too early. But up to that point, my guy was good for it, man. I had all of this stuff, and hey, that's my thing, man. Like, I'm not a journalist. Like, this was just one of those things. It became a principal thing at one point, to where I was like, there have been so many people that have just said horrible things to me that I just want to watch them die. Like, it became a revenge thing so fast. That was my main thing. I was like, I will not be called a liar. And you know what? I'm going to have it out with these people, and I am going to prove everybody wrong. It became a principal thing. Probably like 45 minutes into the experience.
That's what I was going to ask.
Hold on, just so everybody knows, this is Jake Gordon. You know him from last week and going forward is at Can't Guard Jake on Twitter.
It's been 3 seconds since someone Can't Guard Jake.
Right. Who, by the way, is a 25-year-old law student who had the scoop on the biggest sports story in Atlanta just right after Freddie. But had all the information, was being given to it, and became public enemy number one to every NFL insider in the country last week.
It ended up being a whole thing, too, because it's funny enough, this got overshadowed, but last week I wasn't breaking anything on this, but I was kind of telling people, like, hey, Freddie's probably about to leave, like, very soon. You know, I was like, this whole Dodgers thing, I won't get too far into this, but I was like, this whole Dodgers thing, I'm like, this is probably about to happen. And everybody was like, no, man, no. And I'm like, okay. And I was telling people it wasn't a money thing. It wasn't a Braves thing. And now that's like the consensus around Atlanta. But, you know, when I said it, I was crazy.
Hey, I'm the same way. When I brought that up and I was going through and basically doing the same thing of, guys, understand this is what's going on. No, you don't know. I was like, I have it from, and now everybody knows, I had the deal from Chipper. He gave it to us. He told us what was going on. And so I'm telling people, and I'm like,
don't out your source, dude.
He did it himself. Chipper already went on the air and did it on our show, okay? That was our source for the longest time.
He did go out. I mean, yeah, he did go out and say pretty much word for word what I said. But, you know, when I said it, I said it a week ago, and I'm crazy for saying that Freddie just actually wants to leave. It's just people don't want to believe it. That's the main thing.
So when does it start to hit you that shit is hitting the fan? Like, okay, take me through. You're opening up Twitter. How many responses are you getting? How many likes are you getting? What does your DMs look like? Does it just say 99 plus at that point?
And hold on, too, because there's the Albright angle, too, where you're having all these responses, and then, and again, I know him. I'm not saying, like, we know each other well. We're cordial. But I start going, classic Albright is when he thinks he knows something that somebody else doesn't or he's wrong. He goes on this weird offensive, and then immediately is like, I'm not even taking part in this anymore. I'm like, dude, that's his MO.
I did end up having a conversation with so Albright was actually one of the first people to shoot me a DM.
Okay.
Like, maybe, like, this was like 10 minutes in. And he's like, hey, man, like, what's up with this? And I kind of told him, I was like, hey, this is who I'm getting this from. You know, and I'll keep most of our conversations private, but eventually, you know, he was with the whole, this kid's making this up, this kid's making this up. And then, and we were DMing back and forth, kind of like, you know, smoothing things over. And I kind of dropped something on him that he was like, wait a minute, like, you know that? And I was like, yes, I exactly. Like, I do know this. And he kind of got to that point where he was like, okay, this kid's not making this up.
Right.
And, you know, he reached out, he gave me some good advice. We're totally cool. He's a good guy. It was funny. I think it was great for both of us. I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed that. But
without getting into names though, like, are legitimate people at this point sliding into your DMs, like Four Letter Network, things like that? Are people trying to figure out, how does this kid have something on me that I don't know?
Oh, absolutely. it was a very crazy experience. You know, it wasn't a Schefter or a Rappaport or anybody like that. But people were asking me like, hey man, are you? Like, are you just joking around? And I was like, nah, man, I'm really not. But, yeah, it was one of those things, too, to where I eventually just had to mute, like, almost all of my notifications and everything, because everything, like, my phone was freezing. And I was getting added. I was getting added to all these group chats. I was having people DM me, like, dude, like, just random people being like, oh, dude, like, let me know this. And I'm like, man, dude, if I know something, like, I'll post it, like, it's okay.
Right, I'm not,
like,
going to DM it to you like a private message service. I'm not doing that. Okay, this is Jake Gordon. You know him as @CantGuardJake on Twitter, Sports Talk ATL Jake as well. You can check out their work all the time there. Okay, so I gotta follow this now, because we all get the morning I got up and I am basically going about my business. I'm seeing how Saints fans are reacting, and at this point I'm like, okay, Falcons are going to get Deshaun Watson. This is happening. By the middle of the afternoon, when the news broke of the Cleveland thing, I looked over at Hoyt and I said, every other package was already accepted by Houston. If you wanted to get in the door, you had to make him an offer and they had to accept it to talk. I go, so the package didn't change and none of that changed. I go, I bet you the money did. And so go through that, because the highest a player has ever been guaranteed on a contract is just a little bit over $150 million. Cleveland said, let's go to 230. And I think that's what changed everything. And everything you'd been given, I believe, was 100% correct until that moment happened.
I was, it's one of those things to where, like, you'll always have those, like, where were you moments? Like where were you when, like, I don't want to compare it to something terrible, but
he was going
to
say 9/11.
Listen, I was in school at 9/11. Okay, I was in school at 9/11. I saw it happen. This was Jake's 9/11.
I have referred to this affectionately as my Vietnam.
Okay,
no, it was one of those where were you moments, and it was one of those things to where I think I was just like texting somebody. And I open it up, and I just see, like, all these replies tagging me in a Rappaport tweet. And it's like, bro, dude, deactivate. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh. And I look up, and my buddy, a text just comes across the screen, dude, I'm so effing sorry. And I was like, no. And immediately my first instinct was like, I got to deactivate. I said I would do it. And I was like, all right, shutting it off. I shut it off, and this is horrific timing, too, because I kid you not, I'm literally waiting on my roommate to get out of the shower because we were going to the Hawks game. We were driving up from Athens. And so, like, I have to leave immediately after this, and I'm like, shut it off. Like, I said I would do it. And so I'm just sitting there in disbelief, and he comes in, and he goes, what's up? And I said, Deshaun went to the Browns. And he goes, What?
By the way, the first team eliminated, Jake. That's the crazy part about it. That's why, in my mind, they went out and they did the Hail Mary with the money deal.
That's what killed me. Somebody passed this along to me today. I don't know if this was a four-letter word network or plus a subscription premium thing or whatever, but it said that as early as Friday, Deshaun was on FaceTime with all these free agents and Jarvis Landry and Leonard Fournette, and they were all talking about coming to Atlanta together. And I really just got the rug pulled out from under me. But like I said, I do take full responsibility in the fact that I was showboating. Like, I started high stepping at the 35-yard line. Like, that's pretty much exactly what it was. And I will say I deserve a little bit. When I did come back on Twitter a few hours later, I tried to joke about it. I said, hey, open thread, roast me. Give me your best shot. Go for it. didn't read any of them. I let people have their say, and I just leaned into it. It's like, you know, I laugh at people online every day. If I can't laugh at myself, that kind of makes me a little bit of a hypocrite. So.
Were you more upset as a Falcons fan that the Falcons did not end up with Deshaun, or were you more upset that, damn it, I didn't get this right and I'm getting roasted, well, right?
Hold on. I want to make a differentiation here.
It wasn't that I didn't get it right.
No,
it was
that Cleveland did something that it wildly altered the NFL universe. No one goes to $230 million on anyone. The two-time reigning MVP got $150 guaranteed. Everything that Jake had, I believe, was 100% ready to go and correct until Cleveland did something that no one else in league history has done.
Yeah, to a guy with 22 alleged, you know, accusations against him, which is that makes it even more crazy. Like, we're not just talking a regular negotiation. And it was one of those things where my first reaction, and I said, the Falcons blew another lead, didn't they? And I just sat there in silence for a second and looked at my – no, when I looked at the Rappaport tweet, I stared at that check mark for about 45 seconds, and I said, somebody has got to be pulling one over on me. Because if it was New Orleans, I'd just be like, all right, well, maybe this guy that I know wasn't exactly, you know, maybe he was just kind of, you know, just trying to get everybody worked up or something like that. No. The way it played out, I was like, yeah, that's really tough for me.
Were you upset at – I guess you're not upset at your source at that point. Does your source know that you're tweeting this stuff, by the way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love the guy. He is a very dear friend.
So does he feel bad at this point that you're putting this out and now you're getting drugged?
He feels worse than I do.
Well, Jake, this is where Hoyt and I do this all the time on the radio show, and we're serious. We don't give a fuck because Twitter's not a real place, okay?
Exactly.
You get me drug on
that
Twitter.
Exactly. That, you know, I literally, like, when I put my phone down, I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to a Hawks game tonight. Like, I'm going to, you know, one of my friends hooked me up with some social club tickets. I was like, I'm going to the Hawks game. Got free drinks, got free food all night, like playing Memphis, Ja Morant's out there. I was like, I'm going to go have a good time tonight. As soon as I get to the Hawks game, I kid you not, the guy taking my ticket at the door looks at me and pats me on the back and says, sorry, man.
Oh! Well, because you were trending number two, were you not? Like, Deshaun was trending number one. You were trending number two right behind him, correct? That's how everybody's picking this thing up at that point.
Yeah, I had 700 follow requests on Instagram. It was I had people messaging me on LinkedIn.
Wow.
The links will go for our NFL teams to get information, by the way.
Man, I guess I got to make something up pretty soon.
No shit.
Good idea, Jake.
That's another thing, too, is I kind of expected. I was like, when I came back, I was like, oh, I'm going to have like a mass exodus. Like, people are just going to be like, I hate you. It's funny, a lot of people have stuck around. They're like, I kind of like you. You're kind of a funny guy. And I was like, you know, I could appreciate that.
The fact that you wanted to spike the football and you're kind of a smartass on Twitter and everything else. Like, there were a lot of people, I think, rooting for you because, no offense, there are guys, I'll just say it, 92.9 is sitting there dragging your ass of who's this freaking kid, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, making fun of you. And I'm sitting there listening to it. I'm like, nah, F that. I kind of want this. I want this 25-year-old. I want this 24-year-old, like, just in Athens. I want him to be the one that gets this out of everybody.
But I also wanted, at the same time, I wanted this to happen not just for you, not just for Atlanta, but then the way it happened, the way it all just kind of – it was Lucy with the football, man. It was done. Everything was finished. And then what happened. I don't know. It's one of those deals where – at no point did I ever point the finger at you and say, see, you shouldn't listen. I was like, no, everybody, we had him done. It was over with. It was finished. They're making phone calls, figuring out other guys are going to come here. And then Deshaun, last minute, had something crazy happen to him.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, speaking of 92.9, which I don't know if he was one of those directly, but even, you know, Mike Bell came out the day before and said, I just talked to a former Falcons player. He said it's a done deal.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not saying Mike deserves hate or anything like that, but you
But Mike probably had Mike was probably right
Mike
too.
Had the same
yeah,
info.
Mike had the same info.
Exactly.
Everybody thought
exactly.
Everybody in the organization thought it was done.
I could go find the Schefter and Rappaport tweets right now where they both said the Cleveland Browns are officially out on Deshaun Watson. Like, I wasn't the only person that thought the Browns were dead in the water at that point.
If it makes you feel any better, by the way, you're talking to a guy who quit Twitter after the SEC championship because I couldn't take it anymore. I had run my mouth for 2 weeks about Bama and how we were going to drag them. And then Los was in the car with me when I just deleted Twitter from my phone. I was like, I'm done with this shit. By the way, I didn't pick it up until New Year's Eve for the Orange Bowl that night.
And by the way, he was slurring when he's like, look at me, I'm going to delete Twitter right here on the phone.
So I couldn't face the heat either. So you're a much better man than me. You were back up in like three. You were right after the Hawks game, I think, right?
Yeah, I just came back and I was like, there were three subsets of people, actually four. The first subset was like, no, Jake was right. Tell him to get back here right now. The second subset was like, no, Jake was wrong. I want to cuss him back. Get him back here right now. The third one was, he said he would deactivate. He deactivated. The fourth one was, dude, why did you deactivate? Are you scared? And it was just like, I can't please all of you at the same time. I'm very sorry.
Well, that's what we say. F Twitter, it's not a real place.
Nope.
Yep, whatever.
Exactly.
Well, Jake,
exactly.
We appreciate the time. We appreciate the story. Like I said, you have two supporters in Hoyt and I. We've spent the entire time going, I think this dude had it all right, and this is what happened. And so I just appreciate you joining the podcast and getting a chance to tell the whole story.
Yeah, here. You come down for a Braves game this year. Hit us up at the Battery, and we'll do drinks and everything else beforehand.
Yeah, we'll get some beers and some tickets and everything else.
All right, Jake. Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
All right, take it easy, man.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
It's now time for a classic audio fun bag moment. Looks like the sun is coming up, Chuck. Shades on in Dark Club.
This is Buck Ballou, and I was working with Buck one day, probably about 7 or 8 months ago, and there was a story of a boxer that we all know who had passed away. And Buck decided to take it a certain direction.
And we're going to lead with some very sad news. Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker, world title Hall of Fame boxer, hit by a car in Virginia Beach last night, passes away at 55 years young.
That was one of those guys that 20 years ago in boxing, every big event involved him. He was that good of a defensive fighter.
He was a professional boxer from 1984 to 2001, and I don't believe anybody's hit him flush yet.
No.
Well, besides the car.
No.
Baker Mayfield in the news.
All right, there we go. Chapter 73. We did it up really big tonight. It's huge.
Hang on, I'm texting.
Who are you texting?
Jake.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, he's in my phone now.
Oh, cool.
That's how I do it. You know,
yeah, you slide in the DMs and then you become friends, and now it's all text messages.
I like to think I'm more of a Chris D'Amino with like no name people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like they have some notoriety.
Yeah, D'Amino texts with like Sandy Koufax and.
Oh, did you see who got upset about DMs and everything else today?
Yeah, Brooks Austin.
Brooks got upset
with
you.
But here's the thing. Brooks, I slide into your texts now. Like the same thing with Jake. Okay, here's my list of people I slide in with. Graham Coffey, Brooks Austin, Can't Guard Jake. Like people like that. Whereas D'Amino sliding into like Lou Gehrig and.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Williams
and Sandy Koufax.
All those guys. So. Yeah, I like to think of myself as the D'Amino of, like, people that really don't mean anything to anybody else.
Cellini used one of my lines the other day.
Oh, the bag of souls?
Yeah, Cotter got a big laugh out of it, too. It's like the D'Amino bag of souls. It's like the Ark of the Covenant from Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm glad that it's now like picking up steam that it's the bag of souls.
I wish people would realize that when you DM me, you become one of those people. Like next week, someone slid into my DMs. I have a blind date next week.
Oh, we'll get into that next week.
Will we?
I can't wait.
Because I'll be coming off of my blind date next week at Sports and Social and then coming over and doing the podcast. Do you want me to bring him over?
No, it feels awkward. It's a dude and he can't see. I feel weird about this.
Oh, yeah, it's actually a blind date.
Yeah, just so no one thinks like, oh, it's some other man or woman?
No.
Kind of a man?
No, he can't see. Like, he's legally blind.
All right, take us out.
Have fun storming the... That's how you left me, by the way? That's how you leave your partner. This is what it must be... This must be what it's like to just quit on a show, because Los just quit on the show. Have fun storming the castle, everybody.
Hey, Matt. Guess what's in my hot tub? AIDS. I've got AIDS.
I turned myself into a pickle, Morty. Boom. Big reveal. I'm a pickle. What do you think about that? I turned myself into a pickle. What are you just staring at me for, bro? I turned myself into a pickle, Morty.
And?
And. What more do you want tacked onto this? I turned myself into a pickle and 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares, Morty? Global acts of terrorism happen every day. Here's something that's never happened before. I'm a pickle. I'm Pickle Rick!
Oh, fuck.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.